I'm absolutely thrilled to be joined by Charlene Flanagan. Of course, you're co-founder of Ella and Joe Cosmetics, and people will know you from Instagram and TikTok and all of the social medias. But thank you so, so much for coming on to have a chat to me on The Hub on iRadio. It's great to be talking to you.
Thank you, Louise. I know we're everywhere at the minute. It's literally like people are probably sick looking at me and hearing from me. But alas, here I am again. If you didn't like looking at me, now you just have to listen to me.
Not at all. I find that this time of year, you know, especially when we're talking about skincare and looking after yourself, I don't know about you, but like when you're out and about and, you know, you can feel that the lovely freshness on your skin when you're outside and it's cold like a day like today. But I really want to find out, you know, if you suffer from, say, chapped lips, or if you feel like your face or your skin is very dry, is there anything we can be doing to try and combat this, Charlene?
Yeah, so that's definitely one of two common concerns with people's skin post-Christmas is dryness and that tight, itchy sort of, you know, uncomfortable feeling in the skin. And generally speaking, that's a sign of a compromised skin barrier. Mm-hmm. So we have a layer sitting on our skin, which is our skin barrier. And this is basically a protection layer that holds the moisture in our skin. And things like third-party environmental aggressors, such as like heating on in the house, the cold weather outside, you know, not wearing SPF, and lots of different factors can actually cause your barrier to become disrupted, which in turn ends up making people feel that itchiness, that tightness in the skin. But there are plenty of ingredients and plenty of products out there that can definitely help if that's something that you are struggling with at the moment. So first things first is I would say let's pare it all back. Let's keep things really, really simple. When the skin barrier is compromised, it's almost like it's screaming at you. It's like saying, just please slow down. Just give me some nourishment, some TLC, like a little hug on the skin. And you might need to stick with that routine for at least, you know, 28 days minimum anyway, up to possibly even 3 months for you to really start seeing improvements and results in the skin. So what I would say is be consistent. Every morning and every evening, I would say use a three-step skincare routine. So I would go back, pair back your cleanser to something like a cleansing balm or a cleansing oil, something that's really going to nourish the skin and make it feel like it has been given a hug. Then the second step would be find yourself a hydrating serum, something that might have ingredients like hyaluronic acid, glycerin, squalane in there. And then your third step morning and night would be first in the morning, you make sure that you're wearing an SPF every single day. I know the sun isn't really shining at the moment, but SPF is a really critical part of our skin barrier function and making sure that our skin is being protected. And then at nighttime, replace that SPF then with a nice moisturizer or a nice oil. And you're looking for ingredients, again, like hyaluronic acid, glycerin, ceramides, oils, superfood oils, things that are really just going to give your skin a hug. Let's just forget about all the active ingredients right now, you know, and just let's pair it all back and just keep it really, really simple and just show up for yourself morning and evening every day. And you will start to see great improvements even within a couple of days of just following that simple routine.
Definitely. And like, I know you've mentioned on your social media as well that, like, you know, I know the segment is called self-care, but even when you do this for yourself, especially in the evening time, I mean, the first thing I want to do when I get into the house, you know, before even turning on the heating or whatever, I'm like, literally, I need to take off the makeup. I want to put on, you know, those lovely nourishing, like you said, you know, something with hyaluronic acid in it. And I just want to make sure that my skin is being looked after, because it is a bit of self-care, whether you're sitting down to watch your, you know, reality TV later on that evening, or, you know, making yourself a nice cup of tea. I think if you do incorporate, you know, your skincare into your evening routine and your morning routine, you'll feel so much better about yourself as well. You'll have lovely skin, but you'll also feel like you're really, really looking after yourself.
Yeah, I really think that self-care is such a massive factor in our everyday, and self-care looks different for everybody, and skincare definitely can incorporate acts of self-care. So sometimes even through, you know, the art of just taking a deep breath, you know, if your products contain fragrance, you know, which I love things that smell really nice. So like even just to consciously take a deep breath, to really feel the touch of your products against your skin, even give while you're doing your little cleanser, you know, while you're putting on your serums or your moisturizers, just get your knuckles and kind of, you know, rub along your jawline, along your temples, remove any tension maybe that's there, take a few deep breaths and just really actually be present with what you're doing in that moment. Really smell, feel, and yeah, absolutely. You not only will look good on the outside, but you'll feel good on the inside as well, which is a lovely 360 approach to self-care and skincare.
Oh, it definitely is. What about then if somebody, I know I'm reaching for the Vaseline all the time. I have a Laneige lip mask that I got when I was in Sephora many moons ago, but it's gone walkabout since Christmas. So I'm on the Vaseline in the car. I always find that once I sit into the car, I don't know if it's the aircon or it's coming from the cold outside into the heat and work and all of that, but my lips are so, so chapped and it feels like I can't get them under control. Have you got any tips for that? Because I know, especially around this time of year, people could be driven mad with chapped lips.
Yeah, absolutely. Dry lips are the bane of our lives at winter time. And I suppose to give you the scientific side of it is that our lips actually don't contain oil glands. So it's actually really hard for our lips to moisturize themselves. So it's really important that we actually have to manually do this ourselves by putting on the Vaseline, by putting on the ingredients that obviously are going to lock in the water or lock in the moisture. So what happens when our lips get chapped? It's basically, it can be caused by an accumulation of different things. It's obviously mainly dehydration of the lips. And again, that comes back to the same reasons that our skin might become dehydrated. It's the warm heat, it's the cold on the outside. Also things obviously post-Christmas, it could have an increase in salty foods as well. Okay. Salty foods can actually cause chapped lips as well. But yeah, just look for ingredients, like you just said there, your petroleum jelly, like your Vaseline, look for ingredients such as ceramides. You're looking for oils as well. Because our lips don't have oil glands, you might want to even use your cleansing balm, maybe something, you know, that would contain oils in it. You might be looking for vitamin E. You're looking for all those really juicy, good ingredients. And you just apply that every time you feel like you're going to go and lick your lips. You know, people often ask, like, how often should I apply my lip balm? Do I need to have it constantly on the lips? Just keep applying it as you feel your lips need. But definitely consistency is key with it. And just keeping it really simple. Don't go for anything maybe that would have something that might contain peppermint or something too plumping either. You might see a lot of lip balms or lip glosses out there that may claim to moisturize and hydrate your lips, but could also have a plumping agent in them, and they can sometimes cause a little bit of stinginess, you know, in the lips as well. So yeah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with your Vaseline, and there's nothing wrong with even your barrier repair creams or your cleansing balms, as long as you're just getting all those good ingredients in and you're just being consistent with it. And try not to pick at the lips, try not to lick them too much, just try to drink as much water as you can and just keep reapplying that lip balm or whatever lip product you've decided to put onto the lips.
Definitely. And then my last question for you, because I know I've been having a chat to my friends and, you know, I suppose there's so many cleansers on the market. But is there a type of cleanser that you should be using, say, in the winter time compared to the summertime? Is there something that you love more than others? I mean, I know there's, you know, balm cleansers, there's oil cleansers, you name it. I think there's a product out there for absolutely every type of cleansing. But what is the, you know, the one that will be most nourishing for yourself during this time of year?
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of double cleansing, and I really believe that your cleanser is designed for your skin type. So definitely that's the first port of call. So whether you're normal, oily, sensitive, you just make sure that all of your ingredients that are contained in your product are there to be able to support your skin type and what results you're looking for from your skin. But to go back to the nourishment piece on it, yes, if you're looking for something that's going to give your skin a little bit of TLC, that hug kind of in the morning and in the evening, I would be veering towards going for a cleansing balm or a cleansing oil. We all can think, like, as soon as you think of an oil or you think of a balm, you just think, oh, that just feels like a hug for my skin. And if it has all those skin beneficial ingredients, like all your superfood oils, all your hyaluronic acids, your glycerin in them, you know, you can't go wrong. So absolutely, I believe that everybody in their skincare routine can and should use a cleansing balm at some stage, whether it's their morning or their evening routine. And then if you are into the art of double cleansing, you use your cleansing balm or your cleansing oil as your first cleanse, and then you move on then to something that's more water-based or more something that's more suited for your skin type then, that's actually going to cleanse the physical skin itself. So you're getting double whammy.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. Well, I think I'm definitely going to try that out this evening for sure. Charlene, of course, you are the co-founder of Ella and Joe. If people want to maybe check out your social media, if they want to maybe check out some of the tips and tricks you've given online or anywhere like that, where is the best place for people to go?
Oh, thank you, Louise. Yeah, so you'll find us if you type Ella and Joe Cosmetics into any of your social media platforms, or if you type in ellaandjoe.ie, you'll find our website where we have lots of tips and tricks and lots of skincare advice to share over on all those platforms.
Oh, super stuff. Listen, thank you so much for giving us your expert advice. I really, really love that. And no doubt the year is long, so no doubt I'll be catching up with you again very, very soon.
Thank you, Louise.